Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
And you're all very welcome back. 51551 for your text. Now in studio, our next guest, David Rooney. He's an artist who specialises in scraperboard. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning, Oliver.
And before me, I have your absolutely beautiful book. It's called The Story of the Great Irish Famine. Something on this subject matter almost shouldn't be beautiful, but it's kind of, it's got that eerie, haunted kind of magic and mystery to it.
Thank you, yeah.
Of this great story that we don't really... We haven't really put our claws into properly, have we, even though it's...
No, but it's there. It's there in our DNA, you know, like particularly like anyone who's grown up beyond the pale and further beyond, like west of the Shannon, won't have to dig too far deep in their background to find resonations, you know, of that. Experience, you know, it's there, you know.
For sure. In fact, I think the whole way we view the West of Ireland kind of dates from the famine, doesn't it? When I mean people in the East and elsewhere.
Yeah, it does. I mean...
It lurks.
Yeah. So, like, when I was doing the illustrations, you know, like, it's part of 100 I did originally for the Story of Ireland, for the BBC documentary.
Yes, people remember that. Fergal Keane.
Fergal Keane, exactly. And produced and directed by Mike Connolly. And when Mike called me, he had seen work I'd done in Hot Press over the years.
Yeah.
And he called up and said, are you the guy that does those dark etchings in Hot Press? And he said, and I said, yeah, I'm the guy, you know. And he said, well, would you be interested in doing 100 illustrations in 3 months?
It's very difficult to do scraper boards. Would you manage to do it?
I did, yeah.
Now, before we go to your experience doing that, tell us the idea behind the scraper board.
Incredibly
difficult.
It's an engraving medium whereby I'm uncovering a chalk covered board that's covered with black ink. And so I'm using a surgical scalpel blade to reveal the white beneath. So it's a revealing process. So every line is a scrape, a scratch.
Scrape by scrape. With a scalpel. Surface.
Yeah, with a scalpel, yeah.
And so you draw on the black ink, do you?
Every image... starts out as a pencil drawing, and the pencil drawing is traced onto the scraper board, and then I scrape away with a scalpel to reveal the image. But in the process, it's revealed in a way that wasn't necessarily in the drawing, because, you know, every line is expressed in a different way if the process is a scratching one.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I love in the introduction of the book, you talk about how this is some of the art from the earliest humans. This is how it came about in chalk caves.
Yeah, so I mean, if I was transported back in time far enough and ended up in a cave, I'd be the one who would be representing the hunt. I mightn't want to go on the hunt, but I'd be able to tell the story.
You might struggle to get a scalpel, but...
I just love that idea that a sharp tool works.
Yeah, they're blackened caves. The chalk caves were blackened by the fires, obviously.
By fire, yeah.
And they scraped away to reveal the images.
Yeah.
How did you learn to do this?
Funny enough, like I went to NCAD, to art college. I didn't learn it there, but what I did do is line-of-cut printing. But that was a very labour-intensive process. And 2 years after graduating from art college, a friend of mine, Brian Fitzgerald, was doing what looked like line-of-cuts in Dublin. And I asked him, what's that technique? And he said, scraperboard. Went down to O'Sullivan's, bought it, and I haven't looked back.
Right.
You know, and that's 1986, at which point I started... with Hot Press around the same time.
Very good.
And
what were the images you created for Hot Press?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I was very fortunate in that I came into Hot Press at a time during the kind of tumultuous changes that were happening in Ireland. So, like, all through the referendas, you know, all through the troubles. So, you know, because of Hot Press being music
and politics orientated, you know, I was reflecting the social changes as well as, you know, reflecting areas of music of interest as well. But it was mainly that. And then subsequently I went on to do the Irish Times during the Celtic Tiger eras, in the business section of the Irish Times for 12 years, every Friday, you know, until the crash in 2008.
You've always been motivated by kind of the big issues.
Yeah, yeah.
Affecting
yeah.
people, basically.
Yeah, and it's funny, like, up to the story of Ireland, I would have been more reflecting contemporary issues. Mm. And, you know, fortunately for me, Mike Connolly had seen the hot press stuff, and suddenly I was then reflecting issues that happened in the past, but through the lens of someone who was trying to make it seem like it happened last week.
Okay.
And when I was working with Fergal Keane, it was kind of interesting that point of view, because he's going from a war correspondent to someone who's dealing in history and mm-hmm. then has gone back to being a war correspondent again. So I think to bring that energy to history and to bring that energy to the story of the famine, like, I'm a war artist in situ rather than looking back into the distant past, to make these people real rather than something you can't fully imagine, you know?
So something happened to you when you got to that famine period in the story of Ireland.
Yeah. So I was 2 months into the 3 month period of doing one illustration per day, and the Viking invasion, the Norman invasions, the sieges of Limerick, all kind of washed over me, you know? And I mean, I guess the language I use is probably informed by horror. You know, as a child, I was fascinated with horror comics, Hammer horror movies. So I was able to, that was the, you know, when like in film related stuff was what informed it. So it kind of washed over me until I hit the famine. And then something happened. For a start, there was 4 foot of snow outside. That was 2010 when the,
remember it.
And it was perfect. The famine subject arrived, and suddenly I wasn't trying to summon up images. I almost felt like I was channeling them, you know.
Mm-hmm. As a Galway man,
yeah. And it was strange, because it's never happened like that before, where the figures came fully formed, you know. Like there's a trio of images that relate to the evictions, and the characters in that, I felt I knew them. I knew them well. There were faces I knew, and they came to me, and I was shocked by it at the time. It was over a 9 day period that those central images came about, and it was extraordinary. But you know, I think to go back to the key issue about that, I have a funny feeling that it's within us, you know, that it's sort of the shock of that event resonates through our DNA in some way, you know, that, so you don't have to drop the bucket too far down the well to find it.
I know.
You know, if you're from rural Ireland.
And you found relatives, didn't you, that were...
Well, I knew it, but I didn't know until I was doing the drawings back then, you know, that... Mm. So my grandfather on my mother's side was born in New York, and so my great grandparents would have emigrated shortly after the famine, you know, in the decades following the famine.
That's right.
And died quite young, which, you know, can only be because they were in poor circumstances, or else they were still affected. Yeah. Yeah. So the famine didn't end.
I want to finish on this, because although it's a short book, there's only, I think, 30 or 40 odd pages in it, because it's beautiful. It's about illustrations. It's a nice large book. Yeah. There's incredible detail and things I don't think that's passed me by before, about the starving villages and people climbing trees, eating holly berries, crab apples, the sort of thing, the desperation is something else.
Yes,
and to see it kind of produced in this, and knowing how it's done through scraping, it's a fabulous achievement, David.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
You should be proud of yourself. And
I appreciate that. Thanks very much.
Another step in our attempt to reckon with this very, very dark period. The Story of the Great Irish Famine, illustrated by David Rooney, is published by Gill Books, and it's out now, isn't it?
It's out now.
Yeah. And